Virgin Islands senator, evidence from Epstein's estate may have been lost. By Robert Krajicek on August 14, 2019. Evidence of Jeffrey Epstein's crimes and operations may have been lost, warned U.S. Virgin Islands Senator Oakland Benta, D., in a Monday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with host Rebecca Mansour and special guest host Matt Boyle. "What's going on here is what should have happened a long time ago," said Benta of federal authorities investigating an island owned by Epstein. "As a result of all that has transpired, the federal government decided to investigate, now, whether it's too late or not. Because there have been so many people on the island since Mr. Epstein has been incarcerated and, at the same time, there's valuable information, evidence-wise, that we may have lost. Listen." Benta added, "What's going on is that they have seized the island, and they're moving forward and doing, probably, what you call asset forfeiture, as far as securing what they can." Elements of the U.S. Virgin Islands government were complicit in Epstein's crimes, determined Benta. Benta remarked, "I do pray that once the investigation has taken place, as a result of so many people within this territory who are the leadership of this government, of this territory, hiding behind curtains as parasites, and bringing young ladies to our shores from elsewhere and destroying their lives at will, with passion, without consideration for the child's soul. And many individuals who participated in these acts are fathers themselves, they have children as well. I'm very upset that our very government leadership, stewardship of this government, who are part of it, participated and turned a blind eye for financial gain," stated Benta. Mansour asked if the U.S. Virgin Islands' reputation of being used as a tax shelter is related to Epstein's involvement with the territory. Benta explained, "What has happened with this is the members who are responsible to make sure that the individuals who came in to the U.S. Virgin Islands, under the program of economic development, were legitimate, that they, in fact, had the resources as far as what was put on paper, and that they were vetted through Interpol as well as the State Department." Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.